Good morning and welcome to FAX's Market Preview. Today is Friday, January 6, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened mixed to higher, following mostly higher Asian markets. U.S. dollar is stronger versus Japanese yen, but little changed against euro and sterling. Treasury yields are higher at the short end and flat at the long end. Crude oil is up, gold is firmer, industrial metals gain. In macro news, markets are looking towards the U.S. non-farm payroll data due today. There's evidence showing that labor market remains tight, and this has continued to underpin Fed's hawkish higher-for-longer message and the pushback against the pivot expectations. Elsewhere, the Eurozone inflation reading is also in focus. There's not much from the European Central Bank officials this week, except for a voice from France that rates will peak by summer, which fits in with market expectations for at least two more 50 basis point rate hikes and potentially an additional increase late summer. In Asia, there are expectations that the Bank of Japan will undertake more normalization steps in 2023. On the data front, Japan's final services PMI came in below the preliminary print, with composite gauge remaining in contraction. The Japanese wage growth data was also well below expectations, with the decline accelerating. In Europe, both Germany and Switzerland's retail sales grew month-to-month in November, but both plunged on a yearly basis. UK's house prices suffered a fourth monthly drop in December. The UK December construction PMI also came in lower than estimates. Apart from the December non-farm payrolls, key focus on the US macro calendar today also includes the December unemployment rate, December average weekly hours and average hourly earnings, as well as the December ISM non-manufacturing index and the November factory orders. In corporate news, Bed Bath & Beyond is planning to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy within weeks, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal also reports that World Wrestling Entertainment founder Vince McMahon is planning to return to the company to pursue a sale of the business. Samsung Electronics expects a nearly 70% year-on-year plunge in Q4 profits, the biggest drop in over a decade as global economic slowdown hurts memory chip prices and tech demand. In Asia, equity markets finished mostly higher on Friday, although Hong Kong endured a volatile day and finished lower, erasing a mid-morning rally on supportive real estate policy news. Mainland markets mostly stayed positive. Chinese regulators are planning to ease the three red lines policy that limits the ability of property developers to take on more debt. China's central bank and banking regulator will also allow lower mortgage rates for first home buyers if newly constructed house prices drop for three consecutive months, both month-on-month and year-on-year. And authorities are also considering a nationwide cap on real estate commissions, which could be announced as early as the end of this month. Elsewhere in the region, Japan ended the week on a strong note, but still underperformed for the week. South Korea and Taiwan both went higher on Friday. Southeast Asia was mostly higher, with only Singapore underperforming, and India was steady. European equity markets have opened mostly in the positive territory. Markets are still pricing in a series of rate hikes over the course of 2023, despite data published earlier this week showing that price pressures are easing in some countries towards the end of 2022. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, January 6, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.